Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken again from the book of Nehemiah, but this time we're in chapter 4 and reading verses 1 to 9.
When Sanballat heard that we were rebuilding the wall, he became angry and was greatly incensed. He ridiculed the Jews, and in the presence of his associates and the army of Samaria, he said, "What are those feeble Jews doing? Will they restore their wall? Will they offer sacrifices? Will they finish in a day? Can they bring the stones back to life from those heaps of rubble, burned as they are?" Tobiah the Ammonite, who was at his side, said, "What they are building, if even a fox climbed up on it, he would break down their wall of stones. Hear us, O our God, for we are despised. Turn their insults back on their own heads. Give them over as plunder in a land of captivity. Do not cover up their guilt or blot out their sins from your sight, for they have thrown insults in the face of the builders." So we rebuilt the wall till all of it reached half its height, for the people worked with all their heart. But when Sanballat, Tobiah, the Arabs, the Ammonites, and the men of Ashdod heard that the repairs to Jerusalem's walls had gone ahead and that the gaps were being closed, they were very angry. They all plotted together to come and fight against Jerusalem and stir up trouble against it. But we prayed to our God and posted a guard day and night to meet this threat.
Our focus is on verse 6. The people worked with all their heart. This is in sharp contrast to the attitude of the nobles from Tekoa that we read about yesterday, and it made all the difference. When you read the list of those involved in the rebuilding of the walls of Jerusalem, there's not a professional builder amongst them. Yet despite physical and verbal opposition, the walls were rebuilt, because the people put their heart and soul into it. A willing heart makes someone teachable. It encourages teamwork and will help in any way that's required. A willing heart won't make excuses, but will take every opportunity to serve. Providing the necessary skills and resources is not a problem for the Lord, but he needs those who have a heart to serve him to step forward. So let's not sit on the sidelines, but let's put our hand up and be available for the Lord to use today. A prayer. Lord God, you have called us to build your kingdom and given us all a part to play. Help us to recognize our part and then work together to build your kingdom. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.